And then you know, when you wanted to go into town, well, Greyhound buses comes through here, and then the little city bus runs, I think, twice a day at first. And that runs, I guess, all day.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think, I don't know if there's anything else I would.
Yeah, I meant the closing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is there anything that you would want to tell us or say for your, when you have great grandchildren? What is something that you would want them to know about Roswell? Some important thing about Roswell you'd want them to know? This is for both of you, so you gotta think about it too, John.
No grandkids.
Yeah, you would have great. When you have grandkids, and when you have great grandchildren, what would you want them to know about Roswell?
Future generations.
Come on.
You were talking about the future.
If I was talking about the future.
Future generations. There's got to be somebody that somebody's going to establish an identity here at some point, so they need to remember something.
This is where you find your roots.
But there's a moment in time, a memory. What's a memory to help them to establish that on? So what can you think about?
The only thing I would tell my kids if they came to town is to find the church, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church.
Well, there's two churches here, you know, but if they was hunting this old house, Pleasant Hill would be the closest.
That's good, Mom.
Yeah, this old house, yeah.
That's good.
Pleasant Hill would be the closest.
All right, we end up.
And then, I don't know if that would count, because they just about tore down Pleasant Hill when they remodeled.
Yeah.
So, what's standing of Pleasant Hill shouldn't have the same history that the old church had.
Right.
So I don't know who has that.
Well, the only reason why Mama make that statement is because, you know, that's what Dad left with us, and he said, when you leave and go to another community, the first thing you do is find a church.
Right.
And there's still only two churches here, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Shallow Missionary Baptist Church. Yeah. That's the way we were born in the world. So.
Okay, so we end our interviews on a family story or something like that, that emphasizes something about the local history. So can each of you tell us a story? Because I love stories.
Mine's already in the tape.
Tell me again.
The story of me growing up and my mother and her flowers.
Oh,
the most dedicated
right.
story that we have is my mom's, she doesn't have them now, but she, as we used to say, has a green thumb, and she used to send me out in the woods, and we always get black dirt because the dirt in Georgia is always red. So we went right out there all the time and collect the black dirt. She taught us how to raise the plants, and her stories to me was always the fact that flowers can't be all red, flowers can't be all black. We have different color flowers for different things. And so there's a story she always told us. And so it's difficult for us to relate to a one-sided affair, because we've never been that way. I think the vision that she had was that she could send her kids out in this world, and we could be just like the flowers, and that means that we could mix, we could match with anybody, and she felt that she had prepared for us to move on to a better life. And that's what I think we've all tried to do, and that's the same. We don't tell the same story, we tell it in that context, but